Good evening, Mr. Deckard. Thank you for meeting me at this rendezvous point. I will be glad to assist you in your quest. But before we begin, you should know that in return, I require sexual intercourse. With you. Immediately. The urgency of your quest is irrelevant. You have no choice. You cannot achieve the status you desire without your bounty. You cannot collect your bounty without killing those androids, and you cannot kill those androids without the assistance of a friendly android, such as I. I, on the other hand, cannot fully understand what it is to be human without a genuine erotic experience. The vast stores of information programmed into my brain cannot adequately inform me of the pleasure of a sexual encounter. I understand completely that sexual intercourse is pleasing, yet my desires are frustrated by the knowledge that knowing is no substitute for experience. The situation is a logical one. I need you, and you need me. I believe we have what you humans call a bargain. The contingency for your refusal is for me to reveal your location to the enemy androids. All that is required is for me to send one signal through the communication system, and they will arrive at your location within minutes. You know that the class of androids you seek do not have sympathy receptors, and that your strength is minuscule in comparison to theirs. It would be unwise to refuse my desire. Remove your garments, Mr. Deckard. Do it now, or your worst nightmare will come true. Your genitalia appear larger than the average specimen. I can feel my pleasure sensors activating. Please allow me to stroke it. My flesh is smooth and self-lubricating, so I assure you this should be a mutually pleasurable experience. Please fondle my breasts. Oh, the sensation of your flesh is pleasing to my erogenous zones. I so desire to experience it fully. Please, I wish you to penetrate me. Whichever position you desire, I, as of right now, have no personal preference. You wish me to bend down like this? And you will enter me from behind, I assume. Curious. This position always seems so animalistic in comparison. Yes, Mr. Deckard, yeah. I can feel that you've entered me, yes. Yes. Yes, it feels good, yes. Not quite what I imagined, no. But then, I can't really remember what I imagined at this moment. Yes. It feels so good. Yes. Go faster, please. Yes.
it feels better the faster you go. Oh, yeah. Oh, I knew it. Oh, it's one thing to know. Oh, it's another thing to feel. Oh, fully experience it. Really, actually feel it. Oh, yes, Mr. Oh, yes, don't. No, don't stop. Don't stop, please. No. No, yes. I feel like I'm approaching climax, yes. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come. I'm really gonna come. Better than I ever could have imagined. And now I have the experience, thanks to you. Oh, yes. Yes, please. Feel free to remove yourself from me. Closer to feeling truly human. Thank you for teaching me what it is to be human, Mr. Deckard. Now that I fully comprehend the human sexual experience, I desire to keep your genitalia as a memento to memorialize this moment. Please don't fuss, Mr. Deckard. I promise you this will be perfectly hygienic. Painful, but hygienic. Please stand still. Ah! Ah. Oh, Mr. Deckard, it appears that you are shocked that I, in fact, have the capacity to remove the male organ in full with my bare hands. Do not be alarmed. The pain is temporary, and as soon as the bleeding subsides, I will honor my end of the bargain and assist you in your pursuit of the enemy androids. This has been a valuable experience. Thank you for your cooperation.